With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, April 26, 2022, I'm Vin Abenew. The Monmouth County SPCA is reviewing security footage to try and determine who left a dog in a crate at the Jersey Shore Premium Outlets in Tinton Falls on Monday. The young, unneutered male Deshaun Mix has no chip or tags and is scared but friendly. Abandoning an animal is against New Jersey state law, regardless of the circumstances. 2 months after the sudden training death of Navy SEAL candidate Kyle Mullen, his mother is grasping for answers. The Manalapan native died after finishing Hell Week in February, but an autopsy has not yet been finished.
He was found by a 19-year-old sailor, not a medical person. It's sickening. He died in that boy's arm. He was pronounced dead in the hospital. He was not in a hospital setting, and that's a big problem.
Regina Mullen says her son was only verbally asked if he was okay, and that he'd still be alive today if he had been under medical observation. Blowback to a recent memo that says police departments can't prevent their officers from using marijuana while off-duty is now escalating to the point that legislation is being proposed by a Monmouth County Assemblywoman that will say otherwise.
Assemblywoman Vicki Flynn says it almost would have been better had Acting Attorney General Matthew Plavkin not said anything.
I don't think there needed to be a statement like that. I think they should have just leave it to the public employers to manage their employees in the way that they see fit.
It appears that the pending bill won't specifically say police can't use marijuana off-duty, but would make clear that's something subject to departmental policies. Governor Phil Murphy has expressed openness to consider such a bill, though Senate President Nick Scutari isn't in favor. At the State House, this is Michael Simons.
Turkey Hill has recalled select containers of its chocolate marshmallow premium ice cream because of the presence of peanuts. A consumer contacted Turkey Hill after finding their container had chocolate peanut butter cup ice cream instead. Consumers who have purchased the recalled products can return them to the place of purchase for a full refund or contact Turkey Hill. The proposed state budget includes $3 million that would help get college dropouts to return and complete their credentials. Higher Education Secretary Brian Bridges says it would help communicate with prospective students, provide them personalized supports, and reduce how long it would take them to complete their degree, such as by awarding course credit for meaningful prior work experience.
There are almost a million people in New Jersey, almost a million people, almost 15% of the working adult population, who began college and did not complete their degrees or credentials.
The state's goal is to have 65% of working age adults in New Jersey have high quality degrees or credentials by 2025. Bridges says the state was at 57% in 2019, and that data hasn't been updated due to COVID, which has stymied those efforts. People seem pleased with New Jersey as a place to live, but plenty would be willing to leave, according to the latest Monmouth University poll.
Monmouth's quality of life index comes with a score of plus 27, pretty standard. 2 in 3 New Jerseyans rate the state as a good or excellent place to live. They approve of their neighborhoods and schools and quality of the environment. But, says poll director Patrick Murray, it's a different story when you ask residents about whether they'd like to stay here or leave.
The majority of folks, 59% in fact, say that they would like to leave the state at some time if they could.
Murray says residents appreciate the benefits that New Jersey has to offer, but the cost of living does not make it sustainable in the long run. I'm Dino Flamia.
How will Elon Musk change Twitter? That's the big question for observers and users as well, as the Tesla CEO drops $44 billion Monday to buy the social media platform. When the sale is complete, Musk will take the company private, as he has said he feels Twitter is not living up to its potential as a home base for free speech. What qualifies as a disaster? A United Nations report says in less than 10 years, by 2030, there will be an average of 560 of them per year. Yes, this has to do with climate change. 3 times more extreme heat waves and 30% more droughts than in 2001, but also accounting for things like COVID, food shortages, and an economic upheaval. I'm Vin Abenew on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.